Diplomats say that's not clear, but a U.S. official not authorized to speak publicly about talks with North Korea adds that some of Kim's military advisors may well hold that conviction. And that's a problem. The U.S. side envisions a denuclearization process in the North that will require international inspections and 24-hour monitoring of Pyongyang's nuclear sites until all are satisfied that nothing is left behind. What if the North also requests the inspection of the U.S. and South Korean military bases in the South to ensure that, in fact, there are no nukes there? The subject has yet to come up in the meetings Pompeo has had with the North, and there is zero chance Washington and Seoul would agree to those terms. But just the prospect that it could speaks to the tenuous nature of the diplomacy. In its December 16th statement, the North Korean Foreign Ministry said relations now need to be improved step by step with a priority on confidence-building measures. It pointedly blamed Pompeo for making unrealistic demands and tried to appeal to Trump, who avails himself of every possible occasion to state his willingness to improve relations. That's a bit of an exaggeration, but it is true that Trump, as he seeks re-election in 2020, would love to tout a successful deal with Kim. The irony is that there are people in Pompeo's State Department who agree with their North Korean counterparts that the best way to proceed now is with more confidence-building measures, beyond the North's weary pause of its missile testing program and the U.S.'s temporary suspension of some military exercises with Seoul. They privately view the administration's public position that the North reached full denuclearization by 2021 as an unreachable goal. The diplomatic small ball could start with person-to-person contacts between technical personnel in North Korea and counterparts from the U.S., the International Atomic Energy Agency, and possibly other countries. To build up a measure of goodwill, they could work toward applying the IAEA's nuclear safety measure at nuclear sites in the North. Perhaps Washington and Seoul could allow a small amount of South Korean investment to flow sooner rather than later in return for concrete steps from the North to begin denuclearization. And they could try to figure out a way to assuage the North's fears about a secret nuclear stash. To many North Korea watchers, those are the type of steps the United States could take if it were serious about getting the North to disarm eventually. For now, the prospect of the opposite seems more likely. The North turning away, revealing Trump's summit with little more than a publicity stunt.